Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel on this first day of September. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. If you have Bible questions or if you're struggling with the issues of everyday life, well, we invite you to call and speak directly with us right now. The number is 844-322-2742. CSN and SiriusXM listeners, you can get your question to us in the same way by voicemail, the same number, of course, in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We start a brand new month today, and it's exciting when the calendar turns over to the next month. You always get a sense of, you know, something new and exciting's just around the corner.
We just hope the year will hurry up and change.
That's right. Anyway, to move out of 2020, but hopefully, you know, as we move into this last quarter of the year, the last part of the year, we'll see some things change. As far as world events are concerned and this pandemic is concerned. It's an exciting month for us here at Basic Gospel, our local affiliate here in Dallas. The Word FM 100.7 is featuring Basic Gospel as their ministry of the month. We certainly value our partnership with the Word. We are so grateful for the leadership team that is there and their commitment to help deliver the good news to their listening audience right here in Dallas, Dallas-Fort Worth. So thank you so much to the Word FM for choosing to feature Basic Gospel this month as the ministry of the month.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree, Bob.
Yeah, so,
wonderful affiliate.
Yeah, so all of our Dallas listeners, be sure and go to the Word FM, their Facebook page, and tell them thank you. And then we have a special gift for all those that do. A little ebook on tithing. So that's available to anyone that goes to their website and checks out their feature on Basic Gospel. Also, this month we're talking about the love of God. We have a great resource that we want to put in your hands. It is called The Trail of Assurance. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people who read the Bible are so caught up in the rules and the regulations and the commands and that sort of thing that when they finished reading for the day, they feel condemned, they feel guilty, they feel ashamed, they feel like they're just a failure because they haven't lived up to what they think the Word of God is telling them that they need to do. And so they have little assurance, they're filled with doubts, they struggle, and their stomachs are just tied in knots, wondering what their standing is before God. Well, once you understand the grace of God and allow the grace of God to be the filter through which you view the Word of God, then you're going to see a different thing altogether, and you're going to see assurance. You're going to see passage after passage after passage of this assurance from God, letting you know that He loves you, that you are right with Him through faith in Jesus Christ. So we want to put this into your hands. It's a two-message CD called The Trail of Assurance. If you need encouragement, if you need confidence, if you need assurance in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the resource for you.
Excellent, Bob. And I will hold it up so the listeners and viewers can see it, primarily the viewers on Facebook and YouTube. It's going to be hard to see it through the radio, but this is what it looks like, friends. And we encourage you to, as you make your donation, be sure to request your copy this month, the month of September, and we'll get a copy of it to you into your hands. I know you're going to be blessed by a trail of assurance. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we have open lines for you at 844-322-2742. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you, friends. Bob?
Yes, indeed. And we're going to talk about the love of God this month. And I want to just briefly read a passage. This is out of the book of John, John chapter 20. And this is the resurrection chapter. So this is when Mary Magdalene goes to the garden and she sees the empty tomb and she's perplexed and wondering what in the world has happened to the body of Christ. But here's how John records this. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Now, what I want to focus on, what I want to draw your attention to, is how John described himself. You know, all throughout this Gospel of John, he never identifies himself by name. He always identifies himself as the one whom Jesus loved, or as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now, that's what we want you to do in your life in describing you. We want you to come to that point in your life where you wake up every day and say, "I'm the one whom Jesus loves," because it's true.
Yeah.
And he has so lavished his love upon you that he has called you a child of God, and he is going to continue to lavish that love in, on you. He's already poured his love into your heart, and he's going to, by his Spirit, continue to make the height and depth and length and breadth of his love known to you in such a way that it becomes more than just head knowledge. It becomes your experience in everyday life where you can say, along with the Apostle John, "I'm the one whom Jesus loves."
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, understanding this reality, that nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ, will change your life forever.
Absolutely. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel. Open lines 844-322-2742. If you're listening at roughly 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, well, this is the live broadcast, and this is your opportunity to call straight into the studio and speak directly with Bob and me, and we would love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, this call came in overnight. It's a very interesting question. Let's listen.
I heard a preaching in reference that "and nothing created can take away your salvation or lose it." Well, lose it is, you can lose your glasses, your wallet, but losing is something different. But nothing can take away your salvation. Nothing created. So was sin created? Was God created? If you can answer those questions, I'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, the first question, was God created? Absolutely not. I mean, he's always been. He's always existed. Now, we have a hard time wrapping our minds around that reality, but it's true. The opening lines of the Word of God are simply this: "In the beginning, God." So we see the pre-existence of God, the eternal existence of God. He's always been. So this world wasn't created out of nothing. It flowed out of the very mouth of God. He spoke it into existence. So he is the source. We see the same is true of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. They make up the fullness of the Godhead, and they've always been. And there's been this perpetual love that has flowed between them. And it was out of that love within the Godhead that came this world. This world came to be from that reality. So God certainly was not created. Sin is not a thing that could be created. It is just a perversion of what is true. It's just a perversion of what is good and right. It is a missing of the mark. So It's not one of those things that's created. It is a perversion of what happened, of what God brought into being through His Word. So Satan decided he wanted to be like God, and this is the essence of sin. This is the root of sin. This is the nature of sin. Us wanting to be like God. Well, that's what Satan wanted to be. He wanted to be like God. He wanted to usurp His authority. He wanted to kick God off of His rightful place, and he wanted to take over. He wanted to be in charge. He wanted to be in control. And he took that lie and brought it to earth. And he deceived Adam and Eve with that lie. If you eat of this tree, you can be like God. And so they bought on the lie, and in doing so, decided to bite on the fruit. And that's how it happened. So it is a perversion of the truth. That's basically what sin is. It has a heart of pride. It's saying, hey, I want to be like God. So God wasn't created. Sin isn't something that could be created. And salvation, as far as can we lose something, it's not a thing. Salvation is not a thing like an ink pen, that we can lose our ink pen, or we can lose our wallet, or we can lose our glasses, or that sort of thing. We're not talking about apples and oranges there. Salvation is not a thing. It's something that God has done for us. So it's the work of God in us through the person and work of Jesus Christ. So once God has done something to restore life to us, that cannot be taken away. He's not going to take that away. Why? Because He's done everything necessary to give us eternal life.
Yeah.
So no, we can't lose our salvation, because it's not a thing to be lost. It's something that God has done in us by grace through faith in Jesus.
Indeed. Well, this caller used the overnight system, and you can use it too if you're listening to a delayed broadcast. Just call 844-322-2742 and leave a voicemail with your question or your particular topic that you'd like us to discuss. Of course, that number again, 844-322-2742. And Bob, a question from Facebook viewer Tyrone. He says, is it a sin to play video games?
Well, it's not a sin to play video games. You know, that's like saying, is it a sin to play sports? Is it a sin to play tennis? Or is it a sin to ride a bike? Or is it a sin to do these things? No, these are just activities that we can engage in. And to find an enjoyment from these various things, to be entertained by some of these various things. So it's not a sin unless we allow one of these habits, one of these activities, one of these things that we engage in to start control us, to define us as human beings. So if we get to that point, then we have let playing video games become an idol in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it, like I said, it can define us, and it can start to control us. And that's when things get a little yucky as far as those habits are concerned. So If you're looking at video games as kind of your source of contentment in life, your source of joy, your source of meaning and purpose, your identity, then you are putting into a video game something that it isn't capable of delivering to you. It cannot define you. It cannot give you meaning and purpose to life. It cannot give you contentment. So in that way, you're going to come up empty. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be dismayed and disappointed in that video game because it didn't deliver what you had hoped for. So if you're just looking at it as a form of entertainment, as just something that you enjoy to do, and you know your identity in Christ, and you know that He is the source of your life, and playing the video game is not, it's just playing a video
game.
Just
playing a video game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Tyrone, hope that helps.
Yes, indeed. It is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us today. And if you'd like to join us by phone, we still have plenty of time. If you're listening to the live broadcast at 15 past the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, give us a call right now, 844-322-2742. Listener Dawn would like to know, Bob, why do so many preachers still proclaim that we must repent of our sins? What are they taught in the school, she asked, and how did you learn this truth?
So why do so many preachers proclaim that we must repent of our sins?
And
that's the key word, sins. Repentance is a change of mind. So in changing our mind, we're changing our mind about our real needs as human beings, and we're changing our mind about the plan of God in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Paul, he thought that salvation was going to be through obedience to the law, that he was going to find that salvation or find eternal life through his human effort, through his ability to live up to the righteous requirements of the law. So that was what he thought. And then he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, and his mind was changed. Why? Because he saw the plan of God standing right in front of him, speaking to him, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you? I'm the Lord Jesus Christ." And everything changed. That was repentance. So it was a turning away, as far as the mind is concerned, from what you thought was life and where life was to be found, and turning toward Jesus Christ. So that's the change of mind. That's what repentance is all about. So it's deeper than just repenting of our sins. Now, when preachers preach or proclaim that we must repent of our sins, they're saying that this is what we need to do every time we sin in order for God to forgive us. So I need to repent, which means basically I need to confess that and say to the Lord, I was wrong about this, and then ask God to forgive that. And in doing, going through that formula, then God will respond back and give forgiveness for that particular sin. Well, that's not what repentance means at all.
No.
And that undermines the finality of the cross. Jesus Christ died for all of our sins. And when we receive him by grace through faith, guess what? We receive forgiveness of sins. So in him, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. John wrote in his first letter, "My little children, I write to this because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name." So, folks, if you're in Christ, you are a forgiven person. You have already received forgiveness of all of your sins, past, present, and future. There wasn't one sin left unpunished, left unjudged at the cross of Jesus Christ. He took all of them. He removed them from you, he bore them on in his body, and he died in your place. And so when you receive him, you receive that forgiveness of sins. And the proof of that is that he declares you righteous. He would not declare you righteous if you still stood guilty for one particular sin.
Right.
So Jesus dealt with them all. So if we want to repent of something, we need to repent of this crazy notion that in order to get forgiveness, we need to go through this formula of, quote, repentance every single time.
Mm-hmm.
We need to change our minds on that and come to the truth that Jesus Christ finished the work and that in him we are forgiven people. And in this new covenant that we live in today, God said, "I'm going to remember your sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifice for sins."
Yeah.
That's the truth. Let your minds be changed to align with that particular truth. And as we talked about at the top of the program, Bob, this is why John could say, I'm the one whom Jesus loves. Mm-hmm. When we understand the forgiveness of God, when we recognize that we are forgiven people, then we can wake up every single day, not fearful of punishment, not wondering if the shoe of punishment is going to fall in our lives that particular day. Mm-hmm. We can go confidently through our day knowing that God loves us and that nothing can separate us from it.
Dawn, hope that's a help to you. It's a great answer, Bob, and thank you for that. And Bob, I say it every day, so folks might get the idea that it's just something nice to say, but friends, it's true. We love hearing from you. We love getting and answering your questions, and if there are troublesome issues that you're dealing with, we are here to point you to the truth of the Word of God about your circumstances. So please, don't ever hesitate to call during the live broadcast, to leave a voicemail during the office hours. The number's still the same, 844-322-2742. You can post your on-air question under the radio drop-down menu at basicgospel.net. You can send an email to bob@basicgospel.net, or you can use the Basic Gospel app. There are just a number of ways that you can reach us, and we would love to hear from you. We always love hearing from you. And any way you get your question to us, please be assured that we will be glad to hear from you, and we will address your question or circumstance as quickly as possible on the Basic Gospel program. Well, Bob, we had this question from Crowley, Texas listener Z. I know the Holy Spirit calls the sinner to salvation. My question is, if the Holy Spirit calls, can you deny? If God wants you to be his child and you say no, is his will stronger than yours, or is yours stronger than him? Or will you eventually get the message?
Well, it's a great question, Z, and here's what we know from the Word of God. God gives grace to the humble but resists the proud. So this gospel message can go out into the world, and when it connects with a proud heart, the proud heart is going to reject. Why? Because the proud heart says, I don't need a Savior. You just stand back and watch me. I will earn my way into your presence. I will earn my righteous standing through my obedience to the law, through the things that that I can do. So we want to bring, a proud heart wants to bring good works into the mix. So if it hits a proud heart is going to reject. Why? Because God gives grace to the humble. When it hits the humble heart readily receives. And that's why it seems irresistible, because you're looking for an answer. You're looking for hope. You're looking for encouragement, and then the gospel message is delivered, and you're in such a state of humility, man, it just hits the heart, and you say, yes, yes, yes. So it seems irresistible, but the reality is this. God gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. Now, if somebody has a proud heart, is there an opportunity for that proud heart to become a humble heart? Absolutely. All of us come into this world with proud hearts.
Sure.
And as we go through life and we experience some of the trials and tribulations of life, those have a way of chiseling off that pride that is in our hearts.
But as you say, when we come into the world, we come with our own will.
That's
if we
right.
want our
that,
way, don't
that's
we?
That's exactly right. So we get humbled as we go through life's experiences, as we realize that everything that we seek after delivers emptiness and pain and all of that. And we come to a point and say, I just don't know where to turn. And then the gospel message comes and it's like, yes, Lord, yes. So God gives grace to the humble. He resists the proud. The proud heart can be humbled through life circumstances.
Absolutely. Well, Z, hope that's a help to you and to all of those of you who called or wrote and dropped a message to us. We appreciate hearing from you, as I said, and we will always be here to point you into the Word of God for the answer and or the solution in the person of Jesus Christ. So don't ever hesitate to contact us. 844-322-2742 is the number to call, whether you're listening to the live broadcast or if you're going to leave a voicemail with your question, 844-322-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and we need your support to keep the good news coming. As always, you can make your gift at basicgospel.net. And as you make your September donation, request your copy of our brand-new wonderful resource called Trail of Assurance. Well, now for Bob and the ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.